want you. Come on, worship him. This is a special moment in the presence of the Lord. Tell him in your own way, Jesus, we just want you. Nothing else, Jesus. Nobody else, Jesus. Who can do me like you do, Lord? Nobody in heaven or earth, only you, Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, come. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Fill this room, Lord. Come and move all over this place. Touch right now, Father. Healing in our bodies. Healing in our minds. Healing in our spirits. Healing in our emotions. Come, Lord. Come, Jesus. Let us drink from your presence today. Come on, open up your mouth and speak to the Lord. Come on, worship him. We love you, Lord Jesus. We just want you, Lord. tune in. We're gonna linger in this a little bit longer. Tune in to the frequency of the Holy Spirit. The name of the Lord, the King of Kings. God, we thank you for this heavy anointing that breaks the yoke. We thank you for being near to the brokenhearted, the warm embrace of the Father that comforts us, the one who delivers us. We thank you for the opportunity to worship you, to know you, Lord, God, we never want to leave your presence. We're caught up in your presence. We never want to leave. Nothing else will do, Jesus, only you. And so we give you glory and honor and praise. Continue to move in us today. Continue to speak. Continue to touch us, Father, in the way that only you can. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Come on, give God a big hand of praise. Bless the Lord. You can be seated. Thank you so much for joining us today at Carpenter Shop International Church. If this is your first time with us, we'd like to ask you to meet us in the foyer after the service so that we can give you a special gift and a personal welcome to Carpenter Shop International Church. And a quick announcement, many of you know that Operation Christmas Child is happening, and boxes are due November 20th. And if you haven't picked up your box, you can still do that today as long as you have it back by November 20th. So we encourage you to participate in Operation Christmas Child. Be a blessing to a child somewhere else in the world who may not otherwise be able to receive anything this Christmas. At this time, we're going to continue to worship the Lord with our tithes and our offerings. There are several ways to give. You can do so on our My Church app. You can do so on our website. And if you're giving by cash or check, you can drop your offering in the buckets. God bless you as you give.
Greetings, Pastor Wallace and Pastor Joy. This is Sister Yolanda here, wishing you a happy Pastor's Appreciation Month. I would like to personally thank you for all that you do here at the Carpenter Shop Church, and may God continue to bless you both.
Hey, Pastor, just want to thank you so much for all that you do for Carpenter Shop and for the community. Thank you for always being there for me and my family. We appreciate you so much, and we love you.
Hi, Pastor Wallace. Hi, Pastor Joy. This is Harp Bissett. I wanted to thank you for being such a great example of living a life of faith. To me, you both are God's chosen vessel. And thank you for your ministry. And I love you both.
Well, praise God. This is Evangelist Brian Bissett. I just want to let you know that I appreciate you both. You both are truly a blessing to the body of Christ. You don't just carry the title, Pastor, but you are the real deal. You don't just preach the gospel, but you live it. I just want to let you know that you both truly mean a lot to me. Thank you for believing in us and giving us an opportunity to grow. We love you, and God bless you. And the best is yet to come.
Hi, Pastor Joy, Pastor Wallace. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for everything that you do for us, for the church, for the community. You go above and beyond. We love you guys. We appreciate you. And I know for myself and for Joel, we would not be and have come as far as we've come in the Lord and grown in the Lord without you two in our lives. And we thank you for that. We love you guys.
Blessings.
Pastor Wallace and Pastor Joy, I'd like to thank you for this Appreciation Day, a special day for you. I thank you for being the pastor of the Carpenter Shop and my pastor. I thank you for your love that you've shown. I thank you, Lord, for the prayers that you have prayed. And I thank you for everything that you have done for us. In the name of Jesus, may your day be blessed. May you be richly favored by God. And I thank you. God bless you.
Hi, Pastor Wallace. Hi, Pastor Joy. We just wanted to come in and say how much we appreciate the both of you, all of your hard work and dedication, everything you do for CSIC. We feel honored and privileged to work with you guys, and God bless y'all.
God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Wallace and Pastor Joy, for your examples of steadfast faith and obedience to God.
Your passion for reaching the lost, not only within our community, but worldwide, is an inspiration to our family.
Thank you for 30 years, Pastor Wallace and Pastor Joy.
Happy anniversary, Pastor Phillips and Pastor Joy. I just wanted to let you know that we love you so very much, and thank you for all you do from the Kinlaw family. Love you, love you, love you.
Pastor Wallace, I just want to say thank you for everything that you have done for us. You were our go-to guy before we even moved to Ahoskie, and we really appreciate it. We love you and Joy.
Yeah, Pastor Joy and Pastor Wallace, I can't begin to tell you what a blessing it is to have you in our lives and how much we appreciate you and all the things that you do. We probably don't have any idea of all the things that you do, but just the way that you minister when we see you on Sunday is just feeds my soul. And keep the joy coming, Joy. You're just dripping with the joy of the Lord. And Wallace, keep up those powerful, powerful sermons, which I love and take so much away with me. God bless you both. We love you.
Hey, Pastor Wallace and Pastor Joy. Just wanted to take a quick moment and say thank you, thank you, thank you for your 30 years of service here at CSIC. We love you from the Highlands.
Thank you. Cheers to 30 years.
Hey, guys. Stacy and Shelby here. We just wanted to say thank you so much to our wonderful pastors. Pastor Wallace and Pastor Joy, you mean so much to us, and we just want to thank you for all these many years that you've served and just been so great to us.
Thank you, Pastor Wallace and Pastor Joy. It's such a glorious time. I really have enjoyed you all. You've been a great inspiration in me, my companion of life. Wish you all the blessings in the world. Oh, God will continue to richly bless you in the ministry that he's entrusted you with. Continue to be grateful and thankful. You learn a lot from you, and you've been a blessing. God has great things in store for you. Just continue to look to the hills from which comes your help. We love you very much. God bless you.
Praise God, Pastor and Pastor Joy. We thank God for both of y'all. We thank God for all that you have been to me and my husband. We thank God for the comfort and all the blessings that God has used you both to be to us, especially during a time when my father went home to be with the Lord. You and the church family were there for us. And I thank God for you, Pastor Wallace. And I thank you for how you have encouraged us and how you have sent different ones by to bring us food. And we thank God for using you last year at Christmas when the kids came by. That made us very happy. It really made our day. And we thank God we have learned so much from being in your ministry, different things we didn't know before we learned under you and Pastor Joy. You're good people, beautiful people of God, and we pray that God will continue to use both of y'all in days ahead.
Hi, Pastor Wallace and Joy. We just want you to know how much you both mean to Mike and myself. You were our pastors long before we became a part of the Carpenter Shop family. And you both give so much of yourselves for your church family, for us, and you always lead by example. Love you and just appreciate all that you do for us.
Pastor, it is hard to express in just a short video what you really do mean to us. For close to 25 years or so, we have had you in our lives, and you have impacted our lives in many, many ways. And we just want to thank you for your support for our family. You've been with us through some difficult times and some wonderful, wonderful times. It is a pleasure knowing you as our pastor and our mentor and most especially our friend. And we are very proud to serve with you. So we give you this happy Pastor's Appreciation Day, and we look forward to many, many more. Thank you, both of you, for what you mean to us.
Happy Pastor Appreciation Day to Pastor Wallace and Pastor Joy. I am beyond grateful for each of you, your influence. You have opened doors for me. You have blessed me over and over again. You've encouraged me. You've allowed me to minister before I earned it. And you've given me friendship that I don't deserve. And I'm just beyond grateful for you. I think of you kind of as Superman, but not as Man of Steel. You're not quite Superman. You're a man of iron, because Scripture says that iron sharpens iron. And I look around your life, and I see dozens of people that you have sharpened, you have made better, you have encouraged, you've built up, you've sent out. That's a wonderful thing about the quality that you have, is you send others out. Not only do you find the Pauls, but you build them up and then you send them out. And so I'm so very grateful for your leadership, your love in my life. You're one of the first people I call when I need help, when I'm enduring something difficult. And you've always been there, quick to answer and quick to help anytime I've needed you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being my Barnabas, for believing in me and helping me and serving me. And your influence will continue on for many, many years because of the constant investment that you put into other people.
Good morning, Carpenter Shop Church. This is Pastor David Carlisle, lead pastor of the Ark Church here in Nags Head, North Carolina. My wife, Monica, and I want to say happy Pastor's Appreciation Day to Pastor Wallace and Pastor Joy. We want to say thank you for being a pastor to pastors with your continual love and your encouragement and your support. We want you to know that you have been a tremendous blessing to me and my family. And we want to say thank you on this Pastor's Appreciation Day for all that you do. We celebrate you both, and we're so glad to call you our friends. God bless you. We love you. We are praying for you, and we hope you have a wonderful day in the Lord. God bless.
Pastor Wallace, hey, congratulations, 30 years at Carpenter Shop International. Brother, that has been an amazing run. And when I was thinking about all the lives that you've touched, and man, have you touched some lives, and the way you've blessed so many people, particularly me, few people can really leave a legacy that has changed the world the way you have. You have literally unleashed generations of ministers into the United States and around the world. Brother, I mean, just think about that. A generation of ministers, 30 years of raising people up and launching them into the ministry of Jesus Christ around the world and around the United States. You are truly a world changer, brother, and you have changed my life. I thank God for you. I celebrate with you, and you guys be blessed. Now listen, if you ever need anything, if I can ever do anything for you, just give me a holler, because I love you. God bless you, and thanks so much for all that you've done and all that you are in Jesus' name.
Hey, everybody. I would just like to say that Pastor Wallace Phillips is one of the most remarkable people I've ever met. He's a great man, a man of godly principles, but even more than that, he's a great mentor, a friend to so many people and so many cultures and so many age groups. And Francis and I have been forever impacted, you know, by his care and unbridled generosity. From the day we met, which has been many, many years ago, we've kind of been admiring him from afar. This ministry has upgraded my quality, our quality of life, and how we feel about our ministry, the church in general, even our own personal selves. So I just want to again say, Wallace and Joy, we love you guys, and we appreciate, you know, you allowing the Lord to use you and being, you know, being responsive to his call. And I know that the fruits of obedience have fallen, you know, on your head. So I thank God for you, and God bless you. God bless you.
Absolutely. And I just wish for the very best for your ministry as they recognize you and honor you in this special time. You know, let the Lord sit back and let them bless you.
Yeah.
Because you have certainly been a blessing to us, and your openness, and you're such an amazing man of God. I just pray all of the abundant blessings, exceeding abundantly,
yes,
more than you could ask or think, would be upon you and your ministry. God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord, and yeah, we look forward to slipping in on you sometime very, very soon.
We're going
to
see you.
God bless.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
This is Pastor Kim Norris from City Church for All Nations in Bloomington, Indiana. I wanted to take a moment here to say thank you to Pastor Wallace Phillips, who introduced me to wonderful churches and relationships in the year of 2010. And from there, we went on together in missions works. And what's come out of the fruitfulness of this, of these missions, has been healing salvation crusades, where even this year, over 160,000 people have been born again in the nation of Pakistan, not including Kenya, Uganda, Mexico, and Brazil. There's been water wells, orphanages, a widow's home, and lives have been changed for eternity through the vision and the friendship that I've enjoyed with this wonderful brother. For all of us who know him, we could easily point out his many talents. He's an administrator. He's a great preacher, a communicator that's able to speak to a wide spectrum of people. He's a tremendous multitasker. But when I think of his character, even more importantly to me, he's a dear friend. He's a loyal brother. He's a faithful son of God. And I am honored and thrilled today to be able to celebrate and honor the person and the life of Pastor Wallace Phillips. Thank you for this opportunity. Bless you.
Hello, Carpenter Shop Church and Pastor Wallace and Miss Joy. We thank God for you. We just wanted to drop in today and just say thank you so much for all that you have done in the kingdom of God, for the investments into so many lives, including mine and my family. Hey, listen, we love you guys. We thank God for you. We appreciate you so much. And I just want to say to the church there at Carpenter Shop, make sure that you show these leaders how much you love them, care for them, and how much you appreciate them on this day and every day. Really, we don't have to wait for one day a year or one month out of the year. Make sure that your leadership knows, your pastors know, how much you love and appreciate them all throughout the year. They are a great couple, and we give God thanks for you guys. Be blessed and have a wonderful day.
Hey, Pastor Wallace, just wanted to wish you a wonderful time of pastor's appreciation, and thank you for the investment you've made in my life over the years. Congratulate you as well on 30 years of ministry. Imagine 30 years. And yet, the best is still yet to come. So keep plugging, my friend. God bless you, and see you soon.
Hi, Pastor Wallace and Pastor Joy. Alvin and I are just here today, and we wanted to make a quick video just to reach out and let you know how much we appreciate your years of service to the ministry. And Every time we've come to see you, you've been so hospitable, and you've been so kind, and we love the way you serve your people with a genuine heart and the labor of love you show to other people and all of your acts of kindness.
So many years of commitment to God's people and to building the kingdom of God is nothing less than extraordinary in the days that we live in. And we have a lot of days ahead of us, a lot of years that are ahead of us. And God knows that we need heartfelt kingdom leadership to take God's people to the next level. Congratulations on this season and on the seasons to come.
Yes.
We love you.
We love you.
Have a great celebration.
And if we look like we're shivering, it's because it's freezing cold out here, and we are shivering.
Take care. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Greetings, Carpenter Shop International Church. Rick Ross here, District Superintendent, North Carolina Assemblies of God. I'm here in Eastern North Carolina, where I've spent the last 2 days visiting churches that had the fingerprints of Wallace Phillips all over them. Wallace, you have done an amazing job in your ministry of going outside your walls and touching many churches. I'm here to say as the superintendent how thankful we are for all that you've done, for what you're doing right there in Ahoskie. God is doing great things, and in part because you've allowed him to use you in a mighty way. Church, I pray that you understand how valuable your pastors are. Pastor Wallace and Joy are gifts to you as they are to me. We are thankful for their lives. We're thankful for their ministries. And today we just want to add our wishes to all the other people who said, we love you, Wallace and Joy. God bless you. And keep serving Jesus, because he's a rewarder of those who seek him and continue to do good things. Blessings.
Greetings, Pastor Phillips, on this pastoral month. We send you greetings from the Cooper's family, Center Stop Baptist Church. Thank God for you, Pastor, for all you do, your sermons, your subject matters, your getaways, just being a good friend that you are. Happy pastoral month. We love you in the Lord. God bless you, and heaven may smile upon you. Again, thank you for all you do.
Bishop Wallace Phillips, I am so grateful for your relationship and impact on my ministry here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I know that your impact around the globe has been felt by so many leaders. And during Pastor Appreciation Month, we find it fitting to honor those who have influenced us greatly. And you are one of the men in my life that have really moved the needle towards having a power, Holy Spirit-filled ministry that does not compromise. And I'm very grateful for you. I'm also grateful for how you prioritize ensuring that the pastor's health is a top priority with the Barnabas ministry. I'm so grateful. And I know that the Carpenter Shop is so blessed to have you as their leader. We honor you today, and we say we thank you because of the sacrifices that you and Joy have made. And it's just an honor to be able to be your friend, your fellow minister, and an agent of change for the gospel with you. We honor you today on Pastor Appreciation Month. God bless.
We just want to say
we love you,
and happy Pastor's Appreciation!
We got a rap. Go ahead.
All across the nation is Pastor Appreciation. Pastor Wallace is the best. We have the heat up our chest.
Okay. I'll give it up for Pastors Wallace and Joy. 30 years. 30 years of ministry. Come on, we can give them a bigger hand than that. We love you, Pastor. You guys come on forward. Come on, let's give them a big round of applause. What an accomplishment. 30 years of ministry. Do you love Pastors Wallace and Joy? Pastor Wallace, that video speaks for itself. We've heard the stories, we've heard the testimonies, and many of us in this room could share when you met us in a moment when we needed you, where God used you to touch us, where God used you to mentor us, or in a moment of brokenness, we knew that we could count on you. And so we want to thank you for that. Come on, give him another hand. You know, in a moment like this, I almost don't even know what to say. I mean, I have grown up in this church, and I can tell you what a gift it is to have a pastor who has provided such stability to this congregation. There are some churches where they get a new pastor every 2 to 3 years, every 5 years. And you know what? I don't know what that's like. I don't know what that's like. And I thank God that I don't know what that is like. And we know your passion for creating a church where all are welcome, for creating a church that raises up leaders, that sends people out, that doesn't try to hog all the blessings to ourselves, amen? And we just want to thank you for that. God is good. God is good. So let's give Pastors Wallace and Joy another big hand. And so we want to present you with a special gift from Carpenter Shop Church to show our appreciation for you. Smart man. And we actually have a little surprise. Elder Dorothy, would you come forward? The elders want to also make a presentation, and so we want to welcome them forward. Or Julie, I suppose, is coming up. And let's give them a hand as they come.
I think the rest of the elders bailed on us, Dorothy. We just want to thank you for your leadership, your ministry to us, Pastor Wallace and Joy, for making this church a church that is welcoming to all. When we were looking for a church, it wasn't we needed a black church or a white church. We need a church that accepts both. And so, yes. So this is a little token of our appreciation.
Thank you, Pastor. We love you.
Praise God. I'm going to let Pastor Joy greet you while I get my worship stand here.
Wow. I usually end up getting some of whatever he gets, but he usually doesn't hand it over that quickly. I was like, wow. I think about today, I think about Lether Askew, who tried to teach me how to grow old gracefully. She said it was an art. And she said, along the way, you will have the best time. And I also think of Virginia Gatlin and Margaret Speller and Dawn Lee. And I could continue naming and naming and naming the women who have attempted to teach me how to grow old gracefully. And I'm sure sometimes they shake their head and say, bless her heart. But it has been, we came here young, and we've been here 30 years, and I was asking Wallace's dad the other night, he's going to be 88 years old, and I said, did you ever think you would make it to this age? He said, no. And he said, just a few years ago, I didn't even feel old. But today, I do feel old. So there's something said of being in one place for 30 years. When we were young in ministry, we were not in one place. We were a lot of places. And I always said, I want a home. I want my home. And somebody said one time, God will give you your heart's desire. He'll give you that home that will be home. And I never knew that would be a Hosky Carpenter Shop Church. I always thought that it was going to be a little yellow house with a red tin roof, some dormers on the top, a stairway to decorate in the Christmas times. But I never knew that it would come in a giant brick building church that reaches far beyond the walls to other people, and that's what's home for us. And we thank you for allowing us to do ministry here, to learn, to grow, even to grow old with y'all.
Praise God. Thank you, Joy. Thank you, Pastor Miranda, for 30 hours of videography. Wow, that was quite a movie. Amen. Where's the popcorn? Come on, somebody. I can remember like it was yesterday, August of 1992. I remember the first sermon I preached here from Romans chapter 6. I remember there were 12 people here, and Joy and I got in a little tiff in the parking lot because she said, you said they started at 11. I said, they do. She said, well, nobody's here. And we sat here and realized that there were really not very many people here, 12 people. Miss Audrey was here. And we've come a long way in a number of years. One of the frustrations for us both, Pastor Joy talks about it more than I do, is the revolving door of an apostolic church. She says sometimes, when do we get to keep somebody? And I said, that's not what our mission is. We don't get to keep them. We get to let them pass through. And occasionally you get those people of longevity. Pastor Anoli was here. Let's see. Pastor Anoli, if you took away 30 years off your life, how old were you when I came here? 5 years old. Amen. Dr. Tommy Barnett said there's a miracle in the house. He wrote that book. And he said everything you need in the church is right there among you. Be careful not to hire out, because most of the time you have what you need right within. And that's been true in so many cases. Joy and I made our way here with two kids, Josh and Abby, and very quickly we discovered shortly after we were elected by those 12 people that she was pregnant. And Zach was born here in 93. 30 years seems like a long time in some aspects, yet in other ways it seems like we just got here. I was trying to think of some way that I could say this without so much emotion, but I just couldn't come up with the right words. Today, I tender my resignation as the dog catcher in our community. Is that better? Okay. How many of your heart just kind of moved a little bit and you wonder, okay, all right, so it's cool. Let's go. I'm no longer going to catch dogs. Amen. No, I have to tell you, we think about what's next, you know, for Carpenter Shop, not so much for us, because we are engaged in what we're doing, and I cannot thank you enough for allowing your church and your pastors to be engaged in the ministry that we do that is far beyond the walls of this house. And we do think about that succession, you know, who's next, and have had some of those conversations. They haven't been very productive, but anyway, we keep on having them, and we know that God has a plan. So we've enjoyed this journey, and we still enjoy this journey. I don't feel like I've been here very long. I don't feel like I've been here 30 years, because I still have heart for what God does here. I still have a passion for what I believe God wants to do. It's a calling. Ministry is a calling. It's not a job. The prophet Jeremiah said it in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. He said, and I will give you pastors according to my heart. This is what the Lord says, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. That's the role of a pastor. If you're not getting fed in your life as a believer, if you're not inspired, then your pastor's not doing his job. Okay? He says, I'll give you pastors according to my heart, which will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Pastors need to be called, not driven. It's not just a job. The thing I teach and believe, and it's really simple. God gives us calling. God gives us calling. And so we're indebted to God to give back some things to him. I'm working on a podcast, a new production for 23, and this is one of my first lessons, so it's in my heart. God gives us calling, and we give back to God in return. Joel, you'll hear this Monday. We give competence. You take the gifts and the abilities that God gives you, and your job is to be competent in what you're called to do, okay? You give him competence. You give him confidence. That's not cockiness, but confidence. You need to be able to stand in the mirror and be proud of who you see and be thankful for who you see and approach the ministry that you do with confidence. You need to believe that you're the best dancer that hits the stage. You need to believe. By the way, great job on the drums. Here's a young man who waited. Amen. Here's a young man who's been here weeks. And Doug's been playing the drums for 20 years. I married Doug and Megan in the Pace House in Virginia. And after that, they started coming to church here. Aren't you glad that I married them? Okay. But you waited, you know. Hey, I play the drums. Can I play sometime? I said, hey, you'd have to wait your turn. You know, it may be when someone's sick. It may be when someone's away. And, you know, and I said to Pastor Joy, I said, this young man's an example. He asked me if he could play the drums, and essentially I said no. And guess what? He still came week after week. Guess what, Isaac? You can play the drums. Okay? Okay? You know? Doug's number one, okay? You have to understand that. Okay. Doug's number one. Maybe Doug wants a break when he's not sick, okay? But you're an example that you waited and you didn't get offended, okay? Leaders, you know, leaders, how many of you pastors have ever said something to you that, man, he hurt my feelings. Come on, have I hurt your feelings? Come on, just raise your hand. Absolutely. But the stickability comes when a pastor speaks to you and you don't run the other way, okay? Just because you get reprimanded, okay? Just because you get reproved, just because you may get a gentle rebuke. Because when you do those things, you're supposed to do them in what? In love, okay? God gives us calling. We give God back that competence, that confidence, and that character. The man that you hear preach on Sunday, you want to make certain that his life is on the same wave as his words, okay? Great compliments from people in the video that are, you know, brought tears to my eyes because, you know, I didn't ask to be who I am. I didn't. I'm who I am because God has called me to be that. And I'm nothing without my other half. I'm so thankful that 2 years ago, Pastor Joy was able to retire, and she's busier today than she's ever been because she jumps in there with me. She's with me every day. And that's such a joy, and I'm thankful for that. St. Francis of Assisi said this, "Preach the gospel at all times. Use words if necessary." Okay, it's important that our lives are preaching the gospel. And so Pastor Joy and I thank God for all of you and the many who have come and gone. Some have gone because we've sent them out. Some have gone because they were frustrated. Or, you know, I've had people to tell me your church is too lively. I've had people to tell me your church is not lively enough. I've had all kinds of reasons when we follow up, you know. You're not going to meet the need for everybody. But we've lost some people because maybe they got frustrated and left. But, you know, when you leave a church, you're supposed to go out with joy and be led forth with peace. If you can't leave a church in the highest of terms, then all you're doing is taking your baggage to the next place. All right? So you go out with joy and led forth with peace. The Harrises are the greatest example I've ever had in my life. The Harris family, I hated to lose them. My goodness, 12 kids. Now we got one back, praise God. Amen. But they sat in my office and they said to me, in tears, they said to me, Pastor, we love you and Joy so much. We love this church, but we're going to leave. We don't want to leave, but we have to leave because the Holy Spirit has spoken to us and told us to go to one of your friends' church, okay? The Harrises are right over here across the woods at Pastor Dan's church, okay? So you go out with joy and you're led forth with peace. If you go any other way, you're going to have problems, all right? And you're going to bring problems wherever you go. I thank God for people who've left that I thank God for them, but not that they left, because they left in a sad way. Dear people like most recently Gary Felton, a man who gave years to this church. Then there are the first-class greeters like Audrey Cherry that we lost. You could hear her welcome people all the way from Walgreens. Good morning! You know, it's like, wow. I've used her. Pastor Joy can tell you. I've used her as an example in so many leadership conferences. Audrey Cherry, we lost her. Even young ones who left our ranks, like Zachary Storier, who filled the church with the greatest number of people I've ever seen in here. School was canceled that day at his death. And this place was filled to capacity in the hallways and everywhere. And I preached a message that day, the gospel according to Zach. But pastors are called to serve. In troubled times and in good times. Not only burying those who pass, but dedicating those who makes life's entrances. And then marrying those people who've decided to be soulmates. And they can't make it in life without each other. Congratulations to Woody and Jamie. Amen. So pastors, hatch them, match them, and dispatch them. Okay? You dedicate babies. You marry people, and you bury people. You hatch them, you match them, and you dispatch them. And all along life's journey, we do our best to fulfill Jeremiah 3:15. And I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. It was the Apostle Paul who said this, Ephesians 4, verse 12. And he gave some to be pastors to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ might be built up. That's where the hard work comes. You know, preaching is a piece of cake. Preaching is such a, it's, you know, if you study the Bible and you allow God to speak to your heart, preaching's the easy part. Well, Pastor, how much time do you spend on a message? Every week of my life, I spend no less than 15 to 18 hours on a message, sometimes as much as 20 or 25. Every week. I don't care what passage it is. It may be one that I've preached many times, but I still spend lots of time just laboring over that word and wanting to hear. I refuse to step onto this platform ill-prepared. And so, you know, I give honor to you, I really do, because you've allowed me to be who God called me to be. You've allowed Pastor Joy to be who God called her to be. We're together, a team that, you know, didn't ask for it, but yet God has allowed us to have literally a fivefold aspect of ministry on our lives as individuals. We do pastoral work. We teach. We do evangelistic work on occasion. We do apostolic work. We, you know, it's apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. Those are the guys and gals that I love the most, those whom I see evidence of all of those callings on their lives. And so we thank God for that. I'd like to express my thanks to the elders today who serve with us, holding up our arms, hearing things in their ears that the rest of you never do. Our frustrations, things that really tick us off. And they don't judge us for it. They love us despite our expression of truth to them sometimes. You know, we get together with them and talk about you, okay? But guess what? You got to let the air out sometimes. Don't you talk about me? Come on, come on. You get around the table and have fried pastor sometime, don't you? Guess what? I'm okay with that. I really am. I'm okay with that. But at the end of the day, we're called to do what? By this all men will know you're my disciples if you have what? Love one for another. And sometimes love has to be adjusted, you know? So I thank God for these elders standing with us, listening to our frustrations, allowing us to scream, allow us to be ourselves and not judge our stressful reactions from time to time. And they work. They decorate. They're not just the elders who have a position or a title. They work in this church. They're the decorators, like Dorothy. They're the hospitable. They lead the youth. They lead the seniors. They run in the back line, audio and visuals. They're all plugged in doing something other than just, well, I'm an elder, okay? I'd like to express thanks, too, to every volunteer, every person who serves right now. There are people doing tasks that are faithful. Sometimes on Sunday morning, I try to go by the nursery and just say, hey, thank you for what you're doing, you know. because they're spending their time there. They're spending their love and their labor there. And I thank God for all the volunteers. Right now, there are leaders who are taking care of business. There's security people right now. There's backline people, live stream people, people that are doing what they give to the ministry. And that can only happen, the reason that we're as effective as we are is because you do what you're called to do. Amen? Your faithfulness makes us matter to every person who walks through our doors or watches our screen. And while it is on the heels of Pastor Appreciation Month, just passing days in October, we couldn't do it then. You know why? Because I was gone. Okay? You allow us to hit the trail. Pastor, will you preach this anniversary? When you have longevity in your life, you're going to get called on by other pastors. I preached Pastor Eric's 20th anniversary, a man who attended this church that I got out of prison. And I never will forget when I put him on staff over there, when I put him on staff to raise up Upper Room Assembly, two of my board members looked at me and said, Pastor Wallace, we love you, man, but you've lost your mind. And he's been pastoring that church for 20 years. Last Sunday, it was unbelievable. The place was packed, and there was such a warm presence in the house, and people were glad to be there, led by a guy who we got out of jail. I picked him up that day, bought his underwear, took him to the store to get t-shirts and toothpaste and deodorant right out of prison. And God spoke to me and said, he's your pastor. He's your next pastor. And you know, it's kind of hard when you're dealing with a felon and you don't know how you're going to be stopped or either given the green light to go ahead, but God made the way. And so we thank God for those opportunities. And while it's on the heels of Pastor's Appreciation Month, I have to be pointed about this, just to honor those to whom honor's due, their gift and their calling as a minister. Pastor Anoli Hall, would you please come and join me on the platform here? Praise God. Give a hand to Pastor Anoli, would you, as he comes? You know, I think about someone who was here at 5 years old and who's still here today, who could literally, this man could have a platform of his choice, because there's so many opportunities for people with lead pastors, worship pastors, executive pastors, and he embodies all of those giftings. He's a great preacher, a great communicator. He's a great man who's sensitive to the things of the Spirit. Even today, we would not have walked into that region of the throne room had he not had an ear to the Spirit of God. Come on. Yeah, somebody has to take it there, okay? And so you as a body need to thank God for the sensitivity of the Holy Spirit that he walks in. You might not have gotten your breakthrough had he not felt it and pushed for that, okay? So we appreciate that gifting and ability. He's a great preacher of the gospel, great communicator, musically gifted, talented, and anointed, and he's a tremendous administrator. I use him many times in leadership. I met with the group Saturday morning early, and we talked about the peace of administration. And I said, you know, I feel your pain, man, but I don't feel what you're feeling right now, because we don't have that issue. I said, I have a man who protects us. He protects the church. He protects me. And I said, you know, I'm sorry you're dealing with what you're dealing with, but you need to select someone who's qualified. He's a gifted administrator, always trying to save pennies, always trying to save money, always trying to make sure that we're moving forward. You know, something as simple as a safety door latch, you know, that some of these people cry out for to me, and I'm powerless to do anything about it, but Pastor Noli has answered the question. And now you can get out, but you can't get in, okay? Don't that make you feel good about your kids? Come on. Nobody can just walk up there, and you can sit here and know that they're in a safe environment. And so, and PJ, man, thank God for volunteers who put those things on. But Pastor Nola, you're a tremendous gift to this body and to the body of Christ at large. And we just give honor to God for your life. Amen. Praise the Lord, man. God bless you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for that. I appreciate it. And I forgot to mention this earlier. There is a basket in the foyer where you can drop your gifts for Pastor Wallace to show your appreciation to him after the service. So don't forget to do that. Thank you, Pastor.
Praise God. Pastors Gary and Miranda Saunders, would you guys join me on the platform here? Praise the Lord. Give him a hand, would you? Praise God. Teamwork makes the dream work. All right. You know, listen, I can't tell you. I know of countless times there's so many things that happen in terms of later technology. You know, even the live stream, you know, Gary was the genius behind what we have today. During COVID, God allowed him to take us to where we are. So many things that they do behind the scenes that are never seen by anyone unless they're watching a video or something that's been done by them. And together they lead our kids. Pastor Gary lives in the parsonage. Pastor Miranda lives at the church, okay? All right. Is that right? Come on, that's right. That's just right. I've seen this, you know. I walk in the church so many times, and And listen, it's a challenge. You don't know, but it's a challenge to live near the church when you're on staff. Because, I wonder if they're home. Pastor Gary, you know, I did it for 18 years, man. I did it. And it's a challenge because people feel like, hey, they're there. We can just stop by. And so we commend you for what you do. And you know, you're gifted to inspire, and you do that so well. You love kids, and you're loved by kids. And both of you can preach. I've discovered, man, I wasn't here, but I listened to you. Did he do a great job the week that I was gone? Come on. So I appreciate the gifting of God in Gary and Miranda. And I just appreciate what you bring to the table here in this ministry and what you've poured into the lives of kids. So I just want to present this to you on behalf of Carpenter Shop and thank you guys for what you do. Give it up for them, would you? I think they'd be good just to take the whole thing over one day, don't you? Come on, give it up for Gary and Miranda. I might as well sow seeds while I'm standing here, right? We love you guys. And let us have the support team here that's come to express a little love to Pastor Gary and Miranda. Give it up for our kids, would you?
Pastor Gary, Pastor Miranda, we just want to show you all how much we appreciate you. We made you some lovely baskets. The kids wanted to give you your flowers now because they love you. We appreciate everything you do for our children. A personal life story of mine, growing up in church, I always had to sit in the sanctuary with my mom. And, of course, I love my old pastor. I love my new pastor. But as a child, I didn't understand, you know, I didn't quite get it because it wasn't really taught to me on my level as a child. So when everybody in the congregation would laugh, I would be like, why are they laughing? So I feel like we appreciate you so much for teaching them on their level, where even Kyrie doesn't want to go to football on Wednesdays because he wants to go to church. And that means so much. And you don't ever think that children would be so ready to go to church. And it's because of you all pouring out so much into them. And we love you, and we thank you so much for it.
I appreciate it.
Pastor Gary, I really appreciate you.
Pastor Gary, I really thank you for being my
and your mom.
Thank you, Pastor Miranda and Pastor Gary. We love you so much.
I love you.
Pastor Gary. Dear Pastor Miranda and Pastor Gary, I really appreciate you for what you've done for our church and everybody here. I love you, and I'm pretty sure a lot of other people do too. You have done so much for us and our church, and I love you.
Thank you, Pastor.
All right. Give it up for Pastor Gary and Miranda, would you? Praise the Lord. Pastor Mike and Bonnie Blow, would you join us on the platform? Give it up for Pastor Mike, would you? Praise the Lord. Praise God. One thing I've always been thankful for is the ability to do other things on Wednesday nights. And so we've always utilized Wednesday nights as an opportunity to allow other ministers to keep their spiritual gifts honed. And one of those gifts is teaching. And if you've ever sat under Pastor Mike's teaching, you get a sandwich. You really do. You get some meat on your sandwich. This is not snack food. He'll make you think. He'll stretch you. And what a gift of God. Pastor Mike and Bonnie love people. And that's the number one ingredient you have to have if you're going to do ministry. He loves not only people, he loves the world. And he serves as our missions pastor. And I can tell you as a pastor, especially living a distance away from here, it has been an absolute blessing for me to see you guys take the missions piece. And what they've done is they've invested in the missionary long before you ever meet them. They've taken their Saturday, when that missionary comes here on Sunday, they've taken their Saturday and not in a hurry, sat down at the table and exchanged relationships and built relationships with that missionary so that they better know who's representing us on Sunday morning. All year long they do that. And we thank God for your investment in their life. We thank God for you taking missions in this church to a whole new level, because not only have we built greater relationships with missionaries and seen more mission support, but we've also had a chance to see with our very own eyes someone who has the wherewithal, the strength, the endurance, the patience, and also the skill set level to take people from this house, take them on a plane, and take them to another country and do something for the kingdom's sake. And for that, I'm very thankful. I get the joy of traveling with these guys for the next 10 days, and I'm so looking forward. But I thank God for Pastor Mike and Pastor Bonnie and for making sure the gospel gets out of our own Jerusalem right here in Ahoskie into the uttermost parts of the earth. Would you give it up for Pastor Mike and Bonnie Blow? Thank you, man. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Now, there are other credentialed ministers among us who are always eager to serve and always willing to, you know, as soon as we open these altars. And yet more coming tomorrow. Somebody say tomorrow. Joel, who has been working very hard to fulfill God's call on his life to receive his credentials as a minister, will be sitting before the Sanhedrin tomorrow, okay? So pray for him tomorrow, and there are others in the wings that are yet so close. Julie's not far behind, you know, yet so close getting there to accomplish that credential. So we appreciate them as well. But there are other credentialed ministers here that serve here voluntarily, always at the altar, ready to go, ready to meet the needs of people, and I thank God for that. Pastor Bernie and Doris Hurdle and Evangelist Brian and Hart Bissett, would you please come and join me at the front here? I'll step down to make your step level. Praise God. Come stand right here. I drove the speed limit this morning. Come on and face the people right here, would you? I drove the speed limit this morning because I realized that I was behind the blue charger. And so I thought, well, you know, God, you send the means for me to slow down this morning, because I couldn't pass the man of God on the highway. I just couldn't do it. Okay. How many of you seen Pastor Bernie's sporty car? Come on. How many of you hope that when you get his age, you can be all that? Come on. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for you guys. Pastor Bernie and Miss Doris, thank you for your contribution to the ministry. If you'll notice the picture, this really signifies the heart of Pastor Bernie Hurdle. He's a man who pursues God, okay? And I'm very humbled to know that on the dash of his truck, the names of my family are on a post-it note. And he said to me one day, standing here in the church, he said, "Pastor, I pray, I call your names every day, and I pray for you guys." Let me tell you something. Without intercessors, you're nothing, okay? You need people standing in the gap, making up the hedge. And quite a preaching machine. This man can preach the gospel. He really can. And so do you appreciate Pastor Bernie and Doris Hurdle? Give him a hand this morning. Praise the Lord. You know, have you noticed that these two guys just love to dress up? Did you notice that? I have a brand new shirt on this morning, and it doesn't look good. You know, it just doesn't look good. But guess what? I appreciate working with Philadelphia lawyers. I really do. How about the hairdo? You like Brian's hairdo? Come on. Listen, this is my turn, guys. I get to do it like I want to do it. But, you know, you said something in your visual there on the video this morning. You said, thank God for you being willing to work with us and mentor us. And I want you to know that that goes both ways. I never ask God, you know, God, please send me people. Please send me people. God always seems to have people to show up. And my position is to be faithful to God. And so I thank God for you guys, and I thank you for those kind words today. And we'd just like to give this to you as an appreciation for your contribution to Carpenter Shop Church. Amen. Come on, give it up for these guys, would you? Praise the Lord. Could we just spend a moment here and just allow Pastor Joy and I to pray over you as a congregation? You know, I look at your faces and I see so many people that have been through, you know, some of you people have been through some of the most challenging times. And we've had the blessing. Thank you, guys. We've had the blessing of being able to walk with you through some of those hardships, disappointments, things that broke your heart, things that, you know, maybe you lost a loved one, or maybe you had challenges in your relationship, or maybe you have a wayward child, or the list goes on and on. The reality of it is this. One preacher said to me not too long ago, I said, how are things going for you? He said, well, ministry would be something I really love, man, but the people drive me crazy. I said, did you hear what you just said? Ministry, that's what ministry is. And so every person in here, without exception, every person, I can go right down the line and say, hey, yeah. I see people whose lives have touched ours because we've had to step into your world at some time or another for something that maybe wasn't what you were looking for. Amen. Maybe it wasn't quite the path you thought you were going to take. But can I just tell you something? God is a good God. We sang about it early today. He's a good, good Father. He really is. He loves us with such an everlasting love. And, you know, we don't deserve what we have. But God blesses us with so many things and spiritual gifts and love and joy and peace and gentleness and kindness and patience and the fruit of the Spirit. And we can move on and press on despite any hardship or difficulty only because of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Amen. Buried and raised. And so we thank God for that. I just want to pray. I'm going to ask Pastor Joy to come, and I want to pray a brief prayer. And then I'm going to ask Pastor Joy just to close this out with a brief prayer as well. We thank God for you, and we just want to bless you today with a pastoral prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, mighty and strong today, I give you thanks and gratitude for the sheep that you've allowed us to shepherd. Lord, I thank you for the days ahead, God. I thank you for even the ones that are seated here now, God, that or maybe they're not walking the exact path in terms of releasing their gift or their ability. Maybe you're speaking to their hearts today. I need to volunteer. I need to serve. God, would you raise up out of these people additional servants who could take your church to a new place. Additional people who might say, hey, I think I need to support missions, or I need to go on a trip, or I need to serve in the kids' ministry. God, would you raise up individuals? And now, Lord, as a pastor, I just want to pray over them today that you would guard them in all of their ways. Place a holy hedge of protection around them. Watch over them, God. Watch over their families. Watch over their kids. Watch over their marriages. Watch over their finances, God, as they put you first, because you said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else would take care of itself. As they put you first, God, would you guard everything about them? And I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Joy.
Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in our lives, and Lord, for the changes that have taken place. Lord, we thank you that not only have you been able to draw us out of a life that was difficult, a life that was without you, and a life that of darkness, but Lord, you've brought us to the light of you.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, not only are you allowing us to move forward and grow, but changing us every day for who you desire us to be. You see our full potential. And so, Lord, we ask that you would just continue to work in each individual to meet their full potential for you. We give you praise and we give you honor for today. We ask, Lord, that you go with each one to our homes, where we can self-evaluate as well as give thanks for all that you're doing in our lives. And Lord, 30 years. Who would have thought 30 years? But we give you praise for each year that you've given us here in this region. And we ask, Lord, that change continue. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let me just thank you. And thank you for your gifts, your kindness, your generosity. We appreciate that so very much. Let me just say this. You know, I know I say things often lighthearted at times, but concerning not only just our lives, you know, I'm committed to be here. I have no reason. People ask me all the time, well, you think you're going to retire? And, you know, I've learned a long time ago, you don't retire from ministry, okay? You just don't. There's no retirement in ministry. So the average age of a minister is basically retirement. Those, I've read this, it's crazy, but 92 years old, okay? I mean, that doesn't sound like, you know, a 65-year-old plan or something. We just keep on going and going. And I thank God for his assignment on our lives. And I plan on staying right here, hands on the plow. But you also need to pray for those individuals that you saw grace this platform today. You need to pray for Pastor Anoli. You need to pray for Pastor Gary and Pastor Miranda. You need to pray for them because they have their future in front of them. And if it's carpenter shop or somewhere else, a spot here, a different position here, you know, sincerely, I request your prayers for them because they're constantly seeking God and saying, Lord, what would you have me do? You know, accomplishments come, and then you ask yourself the question, what next? This may sound silly, but I ask God in 22, Lord, okay, what do I do now? What do I do next? I'm 61 years old, but I'm not going to quit. And so the Lord gave me direction to start a podcast, and I've got all the background work done, and I start January 1 with a podcast called Leaders Lead. And God's given me insight and blessing. I shared just a piece of it with you this morning. You know, God gives us calling. We give back to him competence, confidence, and character. And so these are the things that I'll be releasing in January to leadership on all levels, not just ministry. And so pray for them. Pray for Gary and Miranda, and pray for Pastor Anoli. And also pray for Brian and Harp and Bernie and Doris and Mike and Bonnie. Just pray for them. Because just because you're doing what you're doing right now doesn't mean you're going to do the same thing till Jesus comes. He shifts. He changes. If you don't think so, talk to Pastor Mike. He pastored a church in this region and that he founded. And the Lord directed him to transition that ministry to a different purpose. And doors open, and he's been running the earth. I was looking at video of you yesterday, trying to find a picture. You need a new picture of you and Bonnie. I need to tell you that. I finally broke down and did it because my son told me, you know, yes, my son told me, he said, Dad, yeah, that's old too. My son said, Dad, please get a new picture. Okay, I will. I said, I like the black shirt. He said, yeah, but it's 20 years old. It doesn't look like you. So I'm trying to find pictures of Pastor Mike and Bonnie. And in that, I found myself 30 minutes sitting there looking at Pastor Mike in Kenya and Pastor Mike here and there and everywhere. I'm thinking, God, look at that. You took a man who was ministering in Hertford County and you sent him to the ends of the earth. That is nothing short of a miracle. And so I thank God for your heart for the world and for the kingdom. But you pray for these people because God has calling on their lives. And they are listening to God's voice to say, this is the way, walk ye in it. And so we appreciate and love you guys. Thank you so much for your gifts. And you know, the shepherds, you guys blessed me, man. Your words on the screen there, all of them did. But to meet them basically through Joy, and Joy said to me one day, she said, hey, my parents are thinking about moving this way. Do you think you could help them maybe with a house? And little did I know, and it was such a joy to serve you in that regard, but little did I know that you would be sitting right here in this church, and we thank God for you. Serving in the nursery, Mike's got, we need to give him a comedy night. Let him go on before, what's the guy's coming, that's coming here in November? Bob Smiley. Maybe he could open up for Bob Smiley, you know, on the 20th, because he's got a great sense of humor. But listen, pray for your leaders. Pray for them because they're constantly seeking. Pray for this couple right here. Tomorrow in Raleigh, North Carolina, they'll sit in front of a leadership day that will forever change the course of what happens in their lives. Joel and Melissa Tapscott. And so, you know, you'll feel the warmth and reception when you walk in there tomorrow. The NCAG family will be so glad and welcome you, and you'll feel that. So God bless you guys. Thank you for being here today, and thank you for your gifts. God bless you all. God bless you.